My brother, who's a lawyer, told me that recently one of his coworkers who's not Jewish referenced the idea of a Jewish goodbye. And my brother, who is Jewish, said, "What's a Jewish goodbye? I never heard of that." And the non-Jewish coworker said, "You never heard of a Jewish goodbye? It's the opposite of an Irish goodbye." And my brother said, What's an Irish goodbye?" And the guy said, "An Irish goodbye is when a person leaves without saying goodbye. A Jewish goodbye is when a person says goodbye but doesn't leave." And that was so true, because we thought that was only in our family, where at the end of a Hanukkah party, at the end of Simcha, Baruch Hashem, Smachos, that a person goes over, "Oh, so good to see you," give a hug, and then, "Oh, don't forget to call me, oh, you don't forget that recipe," and then, "Oh, let me see the kids one more time," hugs for everybody. They could be taking 30 minutes to say goodbye, and they're not leaving. Today we're going to talk about this perspective of a Jewish goodbye. What does it mean to say goodbye from a Jewish perspective? Specifically, what does it mean to say goodbye to Hashem? How do we end off our Shmona Esrei, our dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do we say goodbye? We spent a couple of shiurim talking about the fundamentals of the first two of the three sections of the Amidah, the first being the praise, and the second being about the request, bakashos, the petition, the idea of asking Hashem for our needs, and we focused on each section individually. And now we get to the last section, and the last section is colloquially called Hodah, where we thank Hashem. The last three brachos are our thanks of Hashem. The Rambam, in fact, phrases it this way. The Rambam in source number one talks about praising Hashem first and asking our needs, and at the end of Halacha Beis, he says, "V'achar kach nosein shevach v'hodaya l'Hashem ala tova she'eshpia lo kol achad l'fikocho." At the end, the last three brachos, we are thanking Hashem, and explicitly in Halacha Dalet, the next line, he says, "Shalosh rishonos are shevach, shalosh achronos are hodaya." The last three brachos of Shmona Esrei, the last three of the 19, the last three of the Amidah, are all about hodaya. And the question is, it's not true. It's not true. The last three brachos of Shmona Esrei are not all about hodah. There are plenty of bakashos there. It's true, modim is about hodah, very, very much about hodah. But the bracha before modim as part of the last three is about ritzei. And ritzei certainly has requests. Ritzei, Hashem should find favor with our tfilos. Bring back the Beis HaMikdash, bring back the Avodah V'Secha Zena, so we can have the Shechina once again in our midst. That's a request. I thought the request section was over. The Rambam calls this the Hodah section. Ritzei isn't really about Hodah. Modim is about Hodah. Then we get to Sim Shalom, which is also not really about praising Hashem. We ask Hashem to give us peace. Give us peace among Klal Yisrael, in the world. Give us favor, chesed, and give us good things going forward. Hey, don't those belong in the bakasha section? Why does the Rambam refer to the last three brachos as hodah if only one of those brachos is actually about hodah? The second question to ask is, we're not supposed to be asking bakashas over here. If you look at the Gemara, we've quoted this Gemara in each of the last two shirim. This is where the Gemara actually breaks down the idea of the three sections of the Amidah. The reason the Gemara quotes that differentiation, the division of the brachos, it's because the Gemara says in source number two, Amar Yehuda, "La'olam al yishal adam tzirachav lo b'shalosh rishonos v'lo b'shalosh achronos." Person should not ever be asking their needs in the first three brachos of the Amidah, nor in the last three brachos of the Amidah, ela be'emtzayos, the middle 13 brachos are the place to be asking for things. Why? And the Gemara breaks down the different categories. The Amar Rabbi Chanina, in some texts it's from Rav Huna, because Rav Chanina said, "Rishonos doma le'evich imesadar shevach lifnei rabo." The first section of the Amidah is the praising of Hashem, like a servant who praises before asking for anything. "Emtzayos doma le'evich mevakesh prasnei rabo." After praising the master, the Eved actually asks for what he needs. "Achronos doma le'evich akibel prasnei rabo v'niftar v'holichlo." At the end, the Eved receives what he asked for, and he says goodbye, and he leaves. The Gemara says you're not allowed to ask for requests in the last three brachos. So number one, when the Rambam says that they're all hodah, not really true. There are requests, a lot of requests, like ritzei and sim shalom. Two out of three ain't bad. In this case, it's bad that two out of three aren't really about hodah. Second problem is they have a lot of requests in them, and you're not supposed to be asking requests, the Gemara said in this third section of the Amidah. And the last question is, where did the Gemara say anything about thanks? The Gemara said, "Achronos doma le'evich akibel pras mirabo." The Eved receives what he's asking for, v'niftar, and he has a separation, v'holichlo, and he's on his way. These are the questions we're going to be tackling tonight. How do we understand this idea of colloquially, and the Rambam formulates the last three brachos of being about hodah, when A, it doesn't seem like ritzei and sim shalom are about hodah, B, you're not supposed to be asking for things in this section of Shemoneh Esrei. And three, the Gemara doesn't really call it Hodah. The Gemara calls it Niftar V'Holichlo. It's about taking leave of the master. So not many people ask this question. I was looked at, did a lot of research trying to figure out who asked this question. One of the ones who asks it most explicitly is a Radvaz. The Radvaz, 500 years ago, has thousands and thousands of tshuvos. And the Radvaz was asked this question. Source number three, the Radvaz says, I was asked, Lama Nikru Gimel Achronos Hodah, which must mean, why does the Rambam call it Hodah? The Gemara didn't call it Hodah. But why does the Rambam, or why do people call the last three Hodah? Balo ein bahem ela bracha acha shel Hodah. You only have modem that's about Hodah. Ritzei is kind of similar to Bilo Shalayim Yircha, he points out. And Sim Shalom, he points out, is like Baruch Aleinu. We're asking for our needs, for things to be well, for us to be healthy. It doesn't really feel like those are Hodah. His answer, I don't really want to delve into so deep, his answer in source number three is, really, the main part of those three brachos is Hodah, is Modim, and the other brachos are kind of like the pre and post Modim brachos, so they all got called Hodah because of Modim. I don't know what to do with that answer exactly, and the Rambam says the three last brachos are about Hodah. I'm not sure what exactly to do with Radvaz's answer, we'll put that away for another time. But he's the one who put out this question. There's one other source we'll get to soon who asked the question before him, but this is the question he was dealing with. How can the last three be Hodah if there's so many bakashos there and only one bracha modim is really about Hodah? And there aren't too many great answers to this question, if I'm being honest. I'd like to share some ideas tonight. We'll grapple with this together. But I saw in the bottom of the Masifta Gemara, they asked this question, and the answer they gave, they don't even give a source. I gave it to you in source number four. They said, V'yesha be'aro, there are those who explain, and they don't ever tell you who says this. I did a lot of research, I couldn't really find it. But they explain a phenomenal idea. Listen to this fascinating historical suggestion. Some explain, she'af she'birchas ritzei v'sim shalom yikaram bakasha, v'lo hoda. It seems like ritzei and sim shalom are making requests. He says, achem niskinu bizman she'beis ha'migdash hayakayim. These brachos were composed by the Ashkenazis HaGdola at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, where there was relative peace in Eretz Yisrael. And we had a beis ha'migdash, we had an avoda, we had karbanos. Ever wonder if they instituted the bracha of ritzei when they had karbanos? Were they really asking, Hashem is Avoda of Rebbe Zecha, return the Avoda to the temple, when they had a temple and they had an Avoda in the temple? How could they have been phrasing the bracha that way at the beginning of Bayis Sheni? So says this anonymous source, Uba'oso zman haisa nischasam hoda al Avoda space of Mekdash. Ritzei was about Avoda, but it was a different formulation of Ritzei. It was as a hoda to Hashem about the Avoda. V'al ha-shalom shi Yisrael mitzuyim bo. And it was hoda about peace. There were always brachas about avoda, modim, and peace, but they were all hodah. There was a hodah for ritzei, there was a hodah for the avoda, there was hodah for everything in our lives, modim, and there was hodah for the peace that we currently experience. Ula achar churban habayis, and then post bayis sheni, shinu es nuschasam, the language changed. V'yasheves havol v'rizecha, sim shalom, give us peace, l'vakash al dvarim elu. Very interesting idea. Perhaps these brachos were once formulated as hodah. They were all hodah. Because there were things to be grateful for in the Beis HaMikdash, there were things to be grateful in peace in Eretz Yisrael, and there was modem in the center, as the Radvaz says, the ikr of all the Hodah is Hodah for everything, Erev Avoker Vitzarayim, the Al Kulam for everything. But maybe the three brachos at the end were all about Hodah in the beginning, and now that we lost those ideas, we lost the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, Rachman Alitzlan, and we lost a sense of peace in Eretz Yisrael, now we have to make those brachos into bakashos. But they started out as Hodah. Doesn't really explain why it's okay to have a bakashos at the end. The Gemara's not supposed to be asking for anything at the end, but for now, it's already helping us a little bit to see that these brachos may have started out as hodah. Now, I couldn't find anyone who actually says this, that ritzei and sim shalom used to be strict hodah. I certainly couldn't find anything about sim shalom having a different text. But the idea of ritzei being a different text, bizman beis hamikdash, is very well sourced. The Gemara and brachos from Daf Yud Aleph and source number 5 quotes a Mishnah. In Maseches Tamid, Mishnah Maseches Tamid, Mishnayos go through all the different steps of the Avodah, starting with the early morning of the Karban Tamid. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah that in the morning, the people who were doing the Avodah, this is Bizman Beis HaMikdash, didn't have a lot of time to daven. They had to really prioritize what they were davening. They were saying Asaras HaDibros, and they were saying Kriyashma, and they were saying maybe only one of the brachos, Brachos Kriyashma, and only select brachos from the Amidah. And one of those brachos of the Amidah was Avodah. You would have thought, wait a second. Of all brachos, you have to triage brachos to say by the kohanim who are the ones doing the avodah. You would have said it's not about avodah, daven for something else. That's like that's the least likely one I would have picked if you're triaging the brachos that they have time for to say avodah. But they in fact said avodah, and explains Rashi. What was the text of their bracha of avoda, when they couldn't be saying v'yasheves ha'avoda l'avir b'secha, because they had avoda l'avir b'secha. So Rashi in source number 6 tells us what the text may have been. Rashi says avoda b'shvil ha'avoda she'asu. It wasn't like we do, where we make a bracha, Hashem should find favor in our tefillos and treat them like karbanos and bring back the avoda, bring back the Beis HaMikdash, bring back the Shechina. That wasn't applicable when they had a Beis HaMikdash and they had avoda. They couldn't have been asking. It was a post-avoda they would make the following bracha. Listen to Rashi's text. Listen to how similar it is to our Ritzei, but also how different it is from our Ritzei. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, avodas amcha Yisrael, v'ishe Yisrael usfilasam tekabel baratzon. Hashem, find favor in our tefillos. And how did it end off? Baruch hamekabel avodas amo Yisrael baratzon. It still sounds like a request. They're asking Hashem to accept the avoda, but clearly the text of Ritzei was different, and the end bracha isn't Hamachazer Shechina Salatziyon, bring us back to Shechina. The bracha was Baruch Hamekabel Avodas Amo Yisrael Baratzon, blesses Hashem who accepts our avoda. The actual avoda with the fire and the animals and the blood, that was actually happening back then. Or Rashi says maybe they ended off like we end off in Yantiv Musaf, She'osachalavadacha b'yiran avod. But clearly this idea that there was a different text for Ritzei is found in earlier sources. And this idea has to be true whenever we find a tefillah that includes a request for the rebuilding of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. That can't have been the text, Bisman Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't make any sense. I give you another example of this. The Rashba, one of the Rishonim, 800 years ago, when he's commenting on the text of Birchas HaMazon, where the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Memches says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakein Birchas HaZan, Yoshua was Mesakein the second Bracha Birchas HaAretz, and David and Shlomo, David was Mesakein the third Bracha relating to Yerushalayim, and when King Solomon built the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech was Mesakein text relating to the Beis HaMikdash. But then the Gemara points out that really all brachos are daraisa. I mean, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were already saying these brachos. So what does the Gemara mean that Yoshua was Mesakein Birchas HaAretz 40 years later, and David and Shlomo were Mesakein the bracha for Yerushalayim 400 years later? So what does that mean? So says the Rashba, it must be that the text of these brachos were changing. The text of the bracha, Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, related to Hazanas HaOlam, feeling satiated, mentioned Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim in the base of Mikdash, like the Mishkan, but it wasn't the exact text that we had now, and it changed once we went into Eretz Yisrael. And certainly when they had, as Yoshua came along and Davan Shlomo came along, they kept updating the text that we have now. But certainly, says the Rashba, it can't be that Uvnei Yerushalayim Meher B'Meinu, it can't be that please rebuild Yerushalayim was the text they used to say when they had Yerushalayim fully built. So says the Rashba in source number 7, B'vadai dekodem kibosh ha'aretz ha'binyan Yerushalayim lo hayu omrin kematbea she'amru la'achar kibosh ha'binyan. The pre-conquering Eretz Yisrael and the pre-building of Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash couldn't have been the same text as it was post-conquering Eretz Yisrael, post-building the Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, just like nowadays, isn't the same as Bisman David and Shlomo. U'kumo she'ein anu omrim ke'osu matbea she'tiknu David v'Shlomo. It can't be that what we're saying now is what they said back then. She'adu mevakshim lahachazir ha'malchus v'livnos ha'bayas. We ask Hashem to return to us Malchus Beis David and to return to us Beis HaMikdash. V'heim hayu mevakshim leha'amid ha'malchus. They were obviously requesting to Hashem to maintain the Malchus Beis David. U'laha'amid ha'bayas. U'lahamshich shalvas ha'aretz. So I bring these sources to show you, where no one's explicitly saying it about Ritzei and Sim Shalom, the idea that there was a change to the brachos over time as our status of having a Beis HaMikdash, having peace in Eretz Yisrael, is certainly precedented. It makes a lot of sense that the nusach of the brachos would have changed over time as the status of what we had and what we needed changed over time.
Why would Sim Shalom have been different? The Sim Shalom itself, everything that we asked for would be something that would have been requested in the Beis HaMikdash time. Ritzei, I see.
Right.
Sim Shalom.
That's a great point. Right? The question was that Sim Shalom seems to be relevant even if they had peace, but to maintain peace. But this footnote, again, I found better, more sources for the idea that Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash would have changed over time. I couldn't find any source that a request for peace would have changed over time, but perhaps the language of give us peace as opposed to maintain peace, I'm not sure if that's so different. I hear you. I'm not so satisfied with this answer. But that's one approach to this whole sugya. Again, our question was, why are the last three brachos called Hodah if in reality they're not? One approach could be historically, they may have started out as all being about Hodah. And maybe as the needs of us change, we kind of put requests in to fit the old format of Hodah as we've needed more for the Beis HaMikdash, and we've needed more for Sim Shalom. The problem with his answer also is that even when they were saying Ritzei, it was still a request. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, find favor and be makabel our karbanos. It was also a request back then. And like Neil is saying, there's no evidence that it wasn't appropriate to say Sim Shalom even when they were living in sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael. So this answer doesn't really satisfy me, but that just, you can see how far some have gone to be bothered by this question, that it doesn't really make sense that the three brachos at the end are called Hodah when they're largely bakashos. Two out of three are bakashos, and some have even suggested maybe the nesach of the brachos was Hodah at the very beginning. I would like to suggest something else, and we're actually going to come back to this idea that the brachos once may have been different, and as the needs of Klal Yisrael change, we're trying to get back to that status of Binyan Beis HaMikdash and peace in Eretz Yisrael. But hold on to that idea for now. What I want to suggest is something a little different. We pointed out that the Gemara does not use the Rambam's terminology. The Gemara does not say the last three brachos are about Hodah. The Gemara says something else. The Gemara says the last brachos are like an Eved who has received what he's asking for. He is Niftar v'holechlo. What's Niftar v'holechlo? He leaves and he leaves. What does that mean? He leaves and he leaves. Niftar means he takes leave. V'holechlo when he's on his way. He leaves and then he leaves. What does that mean? Now, interestingly, the Maharsha, 500 years ago, when he explains the Gemara, he fits in the words of Hodah into the Gemara. When the Gemara said, it's like the Eved who received the gift that he's asking for, and then he leaves, Maharsha says, it means the Machzik Tova, he expresses Hakaras HaTov, Umeshabcho, and praises Hashem, Al HaPras Shekibel Mimenu. What's bothering the Maharsha is, the Gemara never told us what to do in these last sections. Maharsha says, the first three, you give praise. In the next section, the next 13, you ask for your needs. And then the next three, the Gemara says, the last three, is like the Eved who got his stuff and he leaves. What am I doing? There's missing a verb there. The Eved takes what he has and leaves, but what's he doing? He's just walking out? The last three brachos are us walking? So Marsha says it means he acts as if he's already received it and expresses Hakaras HaTov on the way out, saying, I've asked my request, I've gotten it, now I can leave now. But Rashi, in source number 9, explains the redundancy. What does it mean? Niftar v'holechlo. He leaves and he leaves. Rashi says niftar means notal rishus. The Eved doesn't just leave. The Eved makes a show about the leaving process. A Jewish goodbye. We don't just leave without saying goodbye. We leave, but before we're holechlo, we are niftar. We are creating a leaving process. We are taking leave. We are taking leave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last three brachos, according to Rashi, as the Gemara seems to say, isn't about Hodah. We'll explain how all this could be termed Hodah toward the end of this year. We'll come back to that. But if you read the Gemara carefully, the Gemara does not say the last three brachos are Hodah. We are bothered by that. Two of the brachos aren't really about Hodah. And why are there requests over here? No, the brachos aren't about Hodah, strictly Hodah, about saying thank you. The brachos are our process of leaving, our process of taking leave of Hashem. This is going to be a Jewish goodbye. What is a Jewish goodbye? Well, the Gemara Maseches Yuma in source number 10 tells us even after those three brachos are over, we're not finished yet. There's another thing we have to do before we can end our Amidah and before we can be on our way to Tachanun or Hallel or just the rest of davening in our lives. What do we have to do? We have to take three steps back. The Gemara in source number 10, Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Amar Rabbi Shubin Levi, HaMespalel Tzarech Shiafsiya Shalosh Pesios La'achorav. When a person is finished davening, they must take three steps backward. V'achar kach yitain shalom, and they have to give peace. Amalei Rav Mordechai, kevan shepasa shalosh pesios la'achorav, when a person takes three steps back, it's there, at the three steps back, that they give peace. They don't say osa shalom while they're walking back. They don't take three steps back and three steps forward and then give peace. They give the peace while they're three steps away from where they were first davening. And the Gemara gives an analogy. Mashal l'talmid ha-niftar me'ra, but there it is again, niftar. This is the process of a student leaving his master. Our Gemara called it an Eved leaving the Adon, but the Gemara and Yuma terms a little differently of a Talmud leaving his teacher. The Gemara says, M'chozer la'alter, if the Talmud just takes three steps back and then three steps immediately forward, Gemara has a bit of a disgusting analogy. If you're eating something right now, you might want to put it down for a moment. The Gemara says, Doma lekelev sheshav alkeo, an Eved, a dog who throws up and immediately goes sniffing around in his own vomit. That's a harsh terminology. A person who takes three steps back and then immediately takes three steps forward without doing anything is like a dog returning to his own vomit. What does that mean? And the Gemara says, HaMespalel Tzarech Shiafsiya Shalosh Psios La'achorav. The Braisa says a person must take three steps back. V'yachar kach yitain shalom. Listen to this. V'yim lo asakein, if you don't take three steps back and give peace, ro'i lo shalo hespalel. You're better off having not davened. Whoa, that's really intense. I have the best one to ask for of all time. I give all the praises to Hashem. I connect all of my needs to Hashem. I'm invested. I'm serving Hashem with the greatest devotion. But if I don't take the steps properly, I don't say goodbye properly, it's better off having not davened. You want to tell me I didn't do it right? But it's like returning to my own vomit. It's like not davening at all. What does that even mean? It turns out that the way in which we take leave of Hashem is not just a comment on how we take leave of Hashem, but actually reflects on what we just did for the last 2, 3, 4, hopefully not 2 minutes, 3, 4, 5, whatever long Hashmona Esrei was. The way in which we leave is not only commenting on how we leave, but has a lot to say about what we were just doing. And often when my kids have a play date, it's very hard to get them to leave. And whether they're hosting or they're guests, they have this new game. When it's time for pickup, they and their friends all are on the same page. I don't know if they discussed it beforehand or they just all naturally feel this way. My Abba's here. Let's go hide. That's what they do. When it's time for pickup, let's go hide. Now, it's cute in the beginning. Like, oh, they're having a good time. But at one point, it's like, okay, like it's really time to leave. Like, Mincha's coming. It's a short Friday afternoon. Like, we got to get out of here. And like, they're just giggling around and they're all hiding. But that shows what the play date was like. If they didn't have a good time, they'd be waiting for me outside the door on a leash. Not a leash, but they'd be outside waiting to leave. When they are saying, we don't want to leave, when they go high, when they are resistant to leave, and they have one last game, one last joke, that's their way of saying the play date was a lot of fun. We had a really good time. A person could leave after a Shabbos meal and say, thanks for having us, we had a great time. But the real show, if you had a good time, is would you come again? Are you looking forward to coming again? If the food was terrible and the company was awkward and there was tons of lashon hara, which could be a good thing or a bad thing based on your values, but a person feels like, I'm not going back there ever again. I might say goodbye, I might say thank you, but the true mark of a thank you, the true value of a goodbye, is it doesn't just create etiquette of how we leave, but it is a reflection of how we enjoyed our stay. And not just about what just happened before, but what is our intention going forward? Do we want to maintain the relationship? When a person takes 3 steps back and 3 steps forward, the Gemara calls that going back to your vomit, which the Mefarshim explain means, what was that? You threw it up, you came back to it as if to say, that wasn't a big deal, that was just nothing. Person takes 3 steps back and truly stands in place and says, what just happened over here? Something significant happened over here. I was in dialogue with the Shechina over here. And now as I'm taking leave, I don't want this to be the end. I'm going to stop and give shalom. I'm going to be requesting peace. I'm going to be interested in maintaining the relationship going forward. That levaya that we do accompanying someone, Rachman al-San at the age of 120, when we accompany someone on their way, as if to say, we want to maintain a relationship with your neshama, or at the end of a Shabbos meal, part of the Hachnasas Orchim isn't just achila and shtia, it's also about levaya. You have to accompany someone out as if to say, our relationship doesn't end here. The Gemara says you're better off having not davened if you don't properly say goodbye, because if you don't properly say goodbye, it doesn't just mean you're rude now. An Irish goodbye, just leave without saying goodbye. It means, what was the party all about? What was the conversation about? You're better off having not davened than davened in a way that your goodbye reflects you weren't really here. You weren't really present. The Levush, 500 years ago, when he talks about, why does the Gemara say it's so terrible, as if you shouldn't have davened at all? The Levush says, what a chutzpah. How could you truly be Omer Lefnei HaMelech? How could you truly have been in dialogue with Hashem and then just walk away? That shows you weren't really in dialogue with Hashem. You're better off having not davened if you're going to give that impression after the fact what the last 5 minutes meant to you. If that's the case, not just about the last 3 steps as we actually take leave physically, but the last 3 brachos, Rashi told us in brachos, notel rishus, niftar doesn't just mean you leave. It's niftar v'holeichlo. Niftar is a separate step than holeichlo. Before you're holeichlo, you're niftar. Niftar means notel rishus, Rashi said. You are making a show about leaving. And before you leave, you're going to make a whole show about it. It's a Jewish goodbye. You're going to say goodbye and you're not going to leave yet. You're going to talk about what our values are. This idea that there's a way in which to leave, there's a way in which to leave that shows what the last 5 minutes meant to us, but also a way in which to show what the rest of the day means to us. I'm taking Hashem with me. I once heard someone say this. I wish I can give him credit. I don't remember where I heard this, and I couldn't find it in any of the Sfarim, is that 3 steps back is as if to say to Hashem, I want to take you with me. I don't want this to be the end of our relationship. We had a quick 5 minutes, and maybe as part of a 30-minute chakras this morning, and then I go to the office and stop thinking about you. I'm taking you with me. I'm taking a couple steps back. I stand in place. I reflect on the values. We're going to talk about how these brachos reflect these values. But I'm taking you with me. Come, let's go together. There's a process of how we leave the Shmona Esrei. The same way we spend so much time talking about the preparation for Shmona Esrei. You can't just ask Hashem your needs. You have to prep. So we have Berachos HaShachar, and we have Karbanos, and we have Pesukei Dezimra, and Berachos Kriya Shema, and we have Shema, and then a Bracha again, and then we have Shem Sfasai Tiftach, and we have the Brachos of Shevach. There's a way in which to prep before davening, and there's a way in which to take davening with us after it's over. This is expressed no clearer than what the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos and Daf Lamed Beis. I give it to you in source number 12. The Gemara says a person needs to prepare before davening and prepare after davening. The Gemara tells a story about the Chassidim HaRishonim who would daven 3 hours Shmona Esreis. 1 hour preparing, 1 hour in actual Shmona Esrei, and 1 hour just meditating afterwards. Gemara points out that Shachar is 3 hours, Mincha 3 hours, Maariv 3 hours. The Gemara asks the question, that's 9 hours a day spent in tefillah. How do they have time for anything else? The Gemara says they had special siyata d'shmaya, to learn, to make a parnasa, because they spent 9 hours a day davening. I understand why they're preparing an hour before davening. And I understand why they're davening for an hour. What in the world are they doing for an hour after davening? They're just sitting there meditating? What are they thinking about? What are they thinking about? What are they doing? What are they doing? They're taking tefillah with them. They are taking the relationship with them. They are niftar v'holecha. They're not just an Irish goodbye, it's a Jewish goodbye. There's a lot to do before we can actually leave. There's a lot to say before we can actually leave. What do we say before we leave? On a simple level, we take 3 steps back and we say that. But I want to argue the 3 brachos before that are our way of saying goodbye. The 3 brachos before are our Jewish goodbye. The Gemara doesn't call them straight out Hodah. The Gemara says that these 3 brachos are our way of saying goodbye. What is so important about Ritzei, Modim, and Sim Shalom that it's our way of saying goodbye, our way of taking Hashem with us, our way of not letting this playdate end, this relationship is so delicious and so enjoyable, we can't just walk out and let it all fall to waste? We'll hold on to every second and we'll make sure we can take this with us. What are we taking with us? One of the questions we asked in the beginning is, how could there be any bakashos? Forgetting about how we term this, whether you call it Hodah, you don't call it Hodah, forget that. The Gemara says, Al Yishal Adam Tzirachav, Lo B'Gimel Rishonos, V'Lo B'Gimel Acharos. How, in fact, are we allowed to ask for things in the last 3 brachos? So Tosfos asks that question. Tosfos in source number 13 will tell us what these last brachos are really all about. Tosfos quote from Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Haigon, well over 1,000 years ago, who point out, Davka L'Yachim, and the Gemara says you're not allowed to make requests in the first 3 or the last 3, it means we don't make individual requests during the first 3 or the last 3, like we do in the middle section. Avot Tzarchei Tzibor Shoalim, we do in fact, say the Rishonim, say the Gaonim before them, we do ask for Tzarchei Tzibor in the first 3 and the last 3. After all, Tosfos point out, Zacharenu L'Chayim, Melech HaFeitz B'Chayim, we're asking Hashem to give us life. Where is that prayer, Zacharenu L'Chayim? In the first 3, uh-oh. We're not supposed to be asking for things in the first 3. The Krovitz, Tosfos is referring to the Piyutim. It's actually on this Tosfos, on this Gemara, where the Rishonim discuss Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. You see a lot, his name a lot in the footnotes of the Machzorim about what his status was. He a Tano? They discuss when he lived. Because a lot of the Piyutim, Yisen, Yamin, Norayim, are smack in the middle of the first 3 brachos of the Amidah. So that's allowed because it's Bakashos of the Rabbin. And Yalav Yavo is a request. We're asking Hashem to remember us and have our Zichron constantly in front of him. That's a request. Where's Yalav Yavo? In the last 3 brachos. Uh-oh. How is that allowed? So say Tosfos, quoting Rabbeinu Chananel or Rabbeinu Haigon, because those are not requests for an individual. They're not even a larger tzibur request for the same thing. They're tzarchei tzibur. Sharei ikar brachos achronos tzarchei tziburim. Whoa. Tosfos told us, not like the Rambam said, that the last 3 brachos are all about Hodah. We were very confused. Where's the Hodah in the last 3 brachos? Tosfos say, what are the last 3 brachos about? Ikar brachos achronos, say Tosfos, tzarchei tziburim. They are for the needs of the tzibur. The Rush says it a little bit differently. The Rush, in source number 14, says it in fact is a version of Shevach to Hashem when we tell him that the Rabbim need him. Shevach v'kavod l'rav, the Rabbim tzrichim lo. When we tell Hashem, we need you for the Beis HaMikdash, we need you for peace, that is a praise of Hashem. It's not just a request like it is when we ask Baruch Aleinu, we ask Yerushalayim Mircha. This is different. How? How is this different? Sounds like a technical answer. You're not allowed to ask for a request in the last brachos, but if it's Tzarchei Tzibur, then it's going to be okay. Why? And what makes Baruch Aleinu and what makes Yerushalayim Ircha or Es Tzemach David, how are those not Tzarchei Tzibur? Those are also in plural. The idea, based on what we just talked about before, of Niftar V'Holeichlo, taking leave of Hashem, is something else is going on over here. When we ask for Baruch Aleinu, we ask for Refuah, we ask for Lishlayim Yircha, those are requests that we say in plural, and we're asking as among Klal Yisrael, but we're asking for our personal needs. We need health, we need Shidduchim, we need Parnasa, we need to have Klal Yisrael gathered again together, we have to have good judges, we have to have a fair justice system, we have to have the Beis HaMikdash, and we ask for it from our perspective, our individual needs. Life would be better if we were all together. Our lives would be better if we had a temple. Our lives would be better with Jewish government. These are the needs that we ask because we need them. We may all need them, but we're asking for the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim and Kibbutz Galios and the Sanhedrin and Alat Tzadikim. We ask for these things as yechidim, as what things we need day to day. The last three brachos are taking a different approach. We're not just repeating again, give us back the Beis HaMikdash and Ritzei. And we're not just asking again, give us peace and get rid of the Lamal Shinim. We're not asking for that again in Sim Shalom. We are highlighting a more esoteric purpose. We are highlighting that Klal Yisrael as a whole is not complete. Life isn't the way it's supposed to be. And not because I need it or my life will be better with it, but the world is not complete. The world is wrong. The purpose of the universe is wrong. And maybe, as we said before, when we had a Beis HaMikdash and we had more peace in Eretz Yisrael, these brachos were actually termed as hodah, perhaps. Because when we had these things, they were things to reflect on. Reflecting on our status with Hashem at the Avodah on the Beis HaMikdash, reflecting on the hodah and modim that we have every single day, Erev Boker, with Tzara and Vial Kulam for everything. And Sim Shalom, our status as a nation that draws the whole world to come daven by us, to see us as a light of proof of Hashem's existence in the world. It's more tikkun olam than it is about what we need. So we ask, as part of the 13 middle brachos, we ask for Yerushalayim, we ask for the Mikdash, we ask for those things because we need them. And then at the end, what we're really trying to do at the last three brachos is to say that our relationship with Hashem is not over. Just because the davening has to come to an end, we want to remember, we want to remind ourselves of what we're doing going forward. What it is that we're all about, what it is that our lives are all about, what's missing from this experience. How can this tefillah experience be enhanced? The greatest sign of hodah to Hashem and an appreciation for the last 5 minutes of having talked to him is to say to him, I'd love to do this again. I'd love to come back and I'd love to do it a lot better. My younger brother gave me a good analogy where he said, if you have a FaceTime with someone, a FaceTime, Skype, Zoom conversation, the best way to end that conversation is to say, okay, when are we going to meet up in person? This is great. I love this form of communication, but when are we going to get together in person? That's the bracha of Ritzei. That's the bracha of Sim Shalom. It's not just another request. It's Tzarchei Tzibur in the sense of the world is not complete. Forget what I need individually. Forget what Klal Yisrael needs because we're not happier, because we'd be happier, safer, or more fulfilled. It's the universe's role is not complete. Our relationship, as we're about to leave, as we're niftar v'holichlo, we say, wouldn't this be better if we had the Beis HaMikdash? Wouldn't this be better if we had Isha Yisrael, if we had Karbanos, if we had a more face-to-face connection with Hamachazer Shekhinah Salatzion? We're talking to you now long distance. The reception is not as good as it would be in Eretz Yisrael, with Am Yisrael together, with peace in Eretz Yisrael. Wouldn't it be a lot better? It would. When we had these things, the brachos were even termed as hodah. Because when we had these things, we appreciated having the higher level of avoda, and we hoped that it worked, and we appreciated having peace. And as we lost them, they switched to be not just bakashos number 14 and 15. No. The bakashos here are bakashos, but they're tzarchei rabim. They're more global purpose questions. They're more mission statements than they are individual needs. So we ask for it in the bakasha section, and then we mention it again as a different type of bakasha, as a bakasha that represents everything we're all about with Hashem, everything about the relationship with Hashem, everything we would like to see continue going as we move forward in life, as we take the steps back. Before we can do that, we mention what this mission is all about and how we can have better FaceTime, how we can have more elevated connection time, how we could be all together and actually representing where the whole world sees via Sayu Kali Avdecha, where there's peace in Eretz Yisrael, and everyone's coming, and everyone's seeing Hashem. That's just not just a need for us. That would enhance the relationship if there was peace and everyone came together. It would enhance the relationship if we had karbanos as well. Interestingly, as we focus on these brachos for just another few minutes, thinking about what these brachos represent, we'll see how they're so much more than just more bakashas. The Abudraham, in the source number 15, who was before the Radvaz, he was one, probably the first one I could find who actually asked this question. How is Ritzei, how is Sim Shalom Abakasha? And he answers this idea, based on Tosos, based on the Rush, that it's not the same as a regular Bakasha. This is Kavod to Hashem. This is our mission statement to Hashem. This is about what life is all about and how life is supposed to be and what messages we're taking with us as we leave, as opposed to the things that we just asked for. When we think about Ritzei, one of the phrases that the Rishonim try to deal with is that phrase, V'ishei Yisrael. If you look in source number 16, I cleverly put, I'm very proud of myself and my technological skills, but if you look in source number 16, V'ishei Yisrael is a very confusing, ambiguous term. The Rishonim debate how you're supposed to read that term. Is it Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu v'amchai Yisrael v'sfilasam v'yashev es ha'avel v'rezach v'ishei Yisrael? Hashem accept our tefillah and return back the real McCoy, return back the avoda and give us back the Ishei Yisrael, return back the fire offerings. And now, Sfilasam accept. Or is it V'hashiv Esarav V'rizach, a period. Hashem, please return back the avoda of Karbanos. And then it's supposed to be V'ishei Yisrael Sfilasam B'Avas HaKabal B'Ratzon. And Hashem, please accept our tefillos and our Ishei Yisrael. The question is, I get the first way. We're asking Hashem to return back the avoda and return back the fire offerings. We don't currently have fire offerings. We're asking Hashem to give it back to us. But if it's the second way, V'ishei Yisrael Sfilasam B'Avas HaKabal B'Ratzon, we're asking Hashem, accept our Ishei Yisrael. What Ishei Yisrael are we talking about? We don't have any Ishei Yisrael. We don't have any fire offerings that we're giving. What are we asking Hashem? So Tosfos, again, 800 years ago, Tosfos in Maseches Menachos, comments that perhaps one way to read this, it's not just about Hashem, please give us back the fire offerings. We are saying to Hashem, please accept our Ishei Yisrael. Accept our Ishei Yisrael. What are Ishei Yisrael? So Tosfos quote from a Medrash in source number 17, that Michael, the Malach Michael, is serving as the Kohen Gadol in the Mikdash Shalmala. And Michael is offering up fiery karbanos of tzadikim's neshamos. That tzadikim's neshamos, Ishei Yisrael means Anshei Yisrael. Ishei means people. Ishei doesn't just mean fire. Ishei means people. Ishei Yisrael, people of Yisrael, accept the karbanos of the Jewish souls. The Jewish souls are being offered to Hashem. In fact, Rabbi Yonason Eibschitz in source number 19 explains this is something we're supposed to have in mind as we say Ritzei. There's a machlokas where the comma is supposed to go. Is the comma before Ishei Yisrael or after Ishei Yisrael? Archkol is very inconsistent. I first thought Archkol was doing it based on the Vilna Gaon. The Sech Ashkenaz follows the Vilna Gaon that says it should be V'yashev Esod V'Risach HaVishei Yisrael, the more rational way. And the Sech Sfar has the more Kabbalistic way, like the Torah, like the Taz, that says, Ishei Yisrael is filasam b'yavas akava baratzon, accept our neshamos, accept our human beings of human sacrifices. But then Archkol goes back and forth. They put the period before Ishei Yisrael, after Ishei Yisrael. Archkol is actually not so consistent with this in their Siddurim. But if Yonatan Eibschitz, 400 years ago, source number 19 explains, this is a kavana we're supposed to have as we're saying Ritzei. Not just a request, bring us back to base of Mikdash. We asked for that already in the Shalai Mircha. No. The last three brachos aren't just about asking more things. This is Tzarchei Tzibur. This is Kavod HaMakom. This is our mission statement. This is Niftar V'Holichlo. What are we walking out with? It says Rabbi Yonatan Eibschitz. Be'birchas Ritzei, source number 19, Yimsor Nafsho L'Avodas Hashem. Commit yourself with complete Mesiras Nefesh to Avodas Hashem. V'yala B'libo Ki'ilu Nekad Al Gavi Mizbech, as if you're Neshama is being offered as a karbon. Ishei Yisrael, the fire offerings, the Ishei Yisrael, the people, the Jewish people, are the avoda to Hashem. Varehu ola kelil Hashem, and you are that karbon ola, coming up to Hashem, entirely burned. V'yispala me'od la'Hashem shetachzor ha'avoda l'mekoma. And of course, if we're going to ask that, it leads to a request. But not because this is the request section of Shmona Esrei. We already had the request section of Shmona Esrei. If I'm really walking out of here with, I want this relationship to continue, I want the relationship to be heightened, then I'm focusing on how I devote my soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how that's going to be even greater when we have a Beis HaMikdash. When we have back the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Yaros Devash, Kishamna Satikun Olamim. That's the Tikun Olam. That's the mission statement. That's what it's supposed to do. We're supposed to be bothered that we can't do it even better. We want the relationship to have better connection. We want there to be better service. We want to have more face-to-face time. Soloveitchik spoke about this a lot. It's in the Rav on Tefillah, source number 20, where it's bolded. When a Jew says Ritzei, he does not refer to the satisfaction of needs and the fulfillment of desires. We already said that in Shema Kolenu. We're not just asking Hashem, give us our needs, accept our tefillos. We already asked Hashem to accept our tefillos in Shema Kolenu. When he reaches Ritzei, all the petty matters, all the parnasa needs, and all the health needs, all the physical mundane matters that were the core of the Bakasha section, which the Rav said was the core of all of Tefillah, but when we get to Ritzeh, we don't focus on that anymore. We're a fire offering. We're completely devoting ourselves to Hashem. And our request now is to be able to see you better, to be able to enhance this relationship, to take something with us. When he reaches Ritzeh, these petty matters no longer concern him. His soul is bound up in a great, profound, world-embracing request. The request of the last three sections represents how we take the messages of Tefillah, how we take the connection we just had with us so we can enhance it and we can do better. And this is the idea of Sim Shalom as well. Not just about Ritzeh, about devoting ourselves in terms of committing ourselves to Avodas Hashem, then obviously comes Modim, where we thank Hashem not just for the things that He gives us, we thank Hashem for the opportunity to speak to Him. We thank Him, Erev, Avoker, Vitzarayim, for everything that's going on in our lives, that we have a chance to turn to Him, we have a relationship with Him, we thank Him for the relationship, we thank Him for the chance to daven morning, evening, and afternoon. We thank Hashem for the ability to have this connection, and we turn to Sim Shalom. And here we go again, Rav Yonatan Eibshitz in Source 21, also explains when a person is davening for peace, this is not the same thing like asking Baruch Aleinu, give us good parnasa, or the same thing like Kibbutz Galios, bring us all together. It's not like that. We're not just asking another request and we're asking it bigger. This is Tzarchei Rabim in the sense of the world is not complete unless we have this. And what are we supposed to do? When we ask Hashem for peace, it's the Kli Machzik Bracha, which holds all the other things together. There can't be anything else if there's not peace. And he explains, Ki Hu Kesher HaNechmad, peace is the sweet, delicious bond. Who achdus gamar shel Yisrael, what binds the Jewish people together. But kasher yispal al shalom, when a Jewish person davens for peace, you know what they're supposed to say? Yispal al shalom tia machlokes bi Yisrael. Don't just ask Hashem, stop sending rockets in Eretz Yisrael. We already did that. We ask Hashem already to take care of the bad people. Sim Shalom is not about asking Hashem for peace in a practical way like we asked in the Bakasha section. We already asked Hashem to give her to the enemies. We already asked Him to keep the tzaddikim safe. We already asked Him to build the base of Mikdash. We already asked Him to bring Klal Yisrael together. We're not asking for that here. What are we asking for over here? We are committing ourselves to be better people. We are committing ourselves to be the kind of people that dissipate machlokas, that push away the idea of fighting. The lo yiu kinav is sin of etacharus. There shouldn't be jealousy or competition or fighting. Ki kulam yu ahuvim achuzim achudim betachlas hayichud. We should all join together for the same purpose. Via sayu kol yavdecha, to be able to truly elevate Hashem's name and have His name be seen in the world. Viyu kol Yisrael nefesh achas. We should all be bound together. And he writes, via chavin lakayim via havta l'riacha kamocha. A Jewish person has to take on the obligation to be the one that creates peace among fellow Jews, who creates that achdus, who creates that sense of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Melech Belo Am, He can exist among us because we have fixed our Sanas Chinam. It's up to us. We ask Him for peace, but what we're really saying is this value is so important to us, we have to take it into our day. He writes, Hu Klal Kol HaTorah, the entire Torah is about loving each other. V'zayiyah betachlas hatfila. That's what tefila is all about. Shu Klal Kol HaTfila. Think about this. This last section is how we break away from Hashem without breaking away from Hashem. How we say goodbye without saying goodbye. How we retain something that gives us a mission going forward. And when we had better peace, when we had a Beis Hamikdash, maybe these brachos were termed differently. Maybe they were more explicitly hoda. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. But thematically, they were. Thematically, it was easier to see the fulfillment of this dream of Ritzeh, of Sim Shalom, with Modim smack in the middle. It was easier to see that dream when we had a Beis Hamikdash. But now that we don't, historically, maybe the brachos changed a little bit. But either way, what we're really focusing on here is requests that highlight our desire to be closer to Hashem. We're not asking for anything specific here. We're not allowed to ask for things in the last section. But we're allowed to highlight our greatest need. We're allowed to highlight our mission statement, our tikkun olam, our sense of what we're supposed to be doing with our lives, what we're supposed to do to enhance the relationship going forward. And if that's the case, we can easily understand how that leads right to Elokai Netzor. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos and Daf Tezayin, going on to Daf Yedzayin, I gave it to you in Source 22, that really Shmona Esrei ends with Sim Shalom. So where did Elokai Netzor come from? The Gemara has a very, very long list of different tefillos that the Amorayim and Tanayim before them used to say at the end of their Shmona Esreis. And it was very individual. I gave you a couple examples that look familiar, actually. Gemara says that Rav, when he finished Shmona Esrei every single day, you know what he used to say? He used to ask for what's that from? We took Rav's tefillah. We don't say Rav's tefillah at the end of every mincha and every ma'ariv. We put Rav's tefillah as Berchas HaChodesh. But Rav used to say it at the end of his Shmona Esrei. Look what Rebbe used to say in paragraph number two. Rebbe used to say, "Yirtzol fenachas nachin lokei vaseinu shatzileinu mi azei panem mi azes panem mi adam ra mi pegara mi etzahara mi chavara mi shachin ra." Where do we say this? We say this at the end of Berachas Hashachar. This is after Amavir Sheina. We took that tefillah and said we're going to put this somewhere else. And what a Rebbe used to say, "Elokai atchlo otzarti eini chidai ve'achshav shen otzarti kilo otzarti." Where do we say this? This is the end of the Yom Kippur, Shmona Esrei. We insert this Elokai, Hachadon Atzarti. But then we get to Marbury Ravina, the last one on the list. Elokai, Nitzor, Lashoni Meira. It's not Elokai, Nitzor, it's Elokai, comma, Nitzor, Lashoni Meira. Hashem, please guard my tongue from speaking evil. Allow me to be patient. Allow me to be humble. I shouldn't anger other people. I shouldn't get angry. I should be humble and be able to be respectful, even in the face of difficulty. Allow me to follow your mitzvos. And those who want to harm me, don't let them harm me. What is this section doing here? How did this get into the Shmona Esrei? You'll notice all the brachos of Shmona Esrei are in plural. We. And over here, Elokai, my God. Netzar l'shoni meira. Me, what happened to us? The point is that this is not really part of Shmona Esrei. This is a separate request. So what are these doing here? You know what they all have in common? They all have in common an individual responsibility to do better and asking Hashem for help, helping us do better, helping us live a good life, helping us stay away from bad people, helping us stay away from temptation, helping us realize our potential in the world, helping us remain humble and remain patient and remain calm in the face of temptation and in the face of challenge and in the face of things that can anger us or make us haughty. It's so beautiful how this is the perfect outgrowth from Sim Shalom. Sim Shalom says, we have to do better. We have to make peace. We have to get along. We have to create the kind of environment that can bring the Shekhinah back. And then we say, and I'm going to take it on myself to be better toward that end. Hashem, help me. Help me be a better person. Help me be more patient. Help me be more understanding. Help me listen to people criticizing me and not get so defensive. Help me be the person that creates that shalom we just talked about in Sim Shalom. Again, what is this doing here? More bakashas, perhaps? Maybe. But on a greater level, this is Niftar V'Holichlo. This is how we do Shmona Esrei right, that not only does a proper goodbye, but reflects on a proper previous 5 minutes. If we daven correctly, we didn't just praise Hashem and ask Him for our needs, but we're left with, I want more. I want the relationship to continue. I don't want this to be a goodbye. I want it to be a Jewish goodbye, where I say goodbye and then don't actually leave you. We leave together. We stick around talking about more things that we want and more dreams we have for the future. Dreams for the future? You know what those dreams are? Dreams are Ritzei. I want this connection to be face-to-face. I want this to be on an elevated level. I already asked you for the specifics before, but now I'm highlighting the mission isn't complete. We have to get together again. We have to get together better. And then there's modim. I have to appreciate how lucky I am to be able to connect to you and have you with me as I say brachos and tefillah throughout the entire day. And then Sim Shalom, it's my obligation, and we ask you for help to create a world and a society in which the Shekhinah can come back, in which the world in Klal Yisrael is the center of morality, where everyone's coming to daven via Sayu Kol Yavdecha. We're realizing a purpose that hasn't yet been happening. And maybe back in the day, the brachos were a little different. But now, we're highlighting what we want to see going forward. And I can't just rely on Hashem. I have to ask Him, help me take the first step. Help me be that person that controls my temper. Help me be the kind of person who is able to start creating friendships and starts minimizing competition and fighting. And if that's the case, it leads perfectly into those last three steps back. We take those last three steps back, we bow, we take leave. We didn't just walk out of here like an Irish goodbye. We took the time to highlight the importance of our relationship and how important it is to us to maintain it and to elevate it going forward. And now we're ready to say goodbye. And we have one last request. Yiratzon, sheyibana beis hamikdash mehera v'yameinu. Give us back that beis hamikdash so we can do this even better. Keep circling back to that. Another request? Yeah, another request. If we did this right, we walk out of here with goals. We walk out of here with a connection. We walk out of here with so many things on our plate that allow us to bring our tefillah into the day. We take three steps back and then we stand still. We don't go back to our vomit as if to say, that was nothing. We stand still and we make our tefillah worth davening. Because if we don't take the three steps properly, the Gemara said, it's like we shouldn't have davened at all. But I properly daven. I'm taking something with me. I take these three steps back, as if to say, I can bring this relationship into my workday. The honesty, the integrity, the spreading of Hashem's values to my coworkers. I can be a good, kind driver. I can be a good, patient boss. with the people who don't know what they're doing. I can be that person who creates that sense of patience, that sense of godliness in the world that makes people say, there must be a God. And I daven properly. I act like a mensch 6 hours after Shacharis. It's because I daven properly. Because I daven properly and I was niftar v'hol echlo. And perhaps all of that can be called hodah. Our big question was, how is this called hodah? True hodah, true appreciation for the relationship makes us want to ask, give us more of it, give us better. Let me take it with me. Let me have a mission to be able to continue that progress. And these are our takeaways for tonight. Number one, perhaps the last three brachos used to be purely hodah, including hodah for the avoda that we had and the peace that we had. But now the last three brachos certainly include a lot of requests to return us back to that ideal state, which is different than we asked for the same things earlier. Those were requests because we needed them. Now we say, the world needs this. It's kavod l'rav, she'harabim tzrichim lo. The world needs this. This is how we take leave of Hashem. As Rashi said, we are notol rishus, niftar v'holeichlo. This is how we say goodbye. We show we value the relationship. We want to continue the relationship as we take our steps away. In this process, and Ritzel, like Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz said, we commit to sacrificing ourselves, the Ishei Yisrael, to actually be that avoda, to actually be that devoted people who allow ourselves to have our entire day wrapped up in what does Hashem want from me. And making that commitment to be the person who makes the world a more peaceful place. As a klal, we're committing to it. And then Elokai Netzor, I'm going to be a kinder, more patient person. All of this, we can suggest, can be seen as expressions of Hodah. The last three brachos, the Rambam says, is Hodah. Maybe historically it was, but even if it's not technically all now Hodah, it is Hodah. Because it represents our appreciation of Him, our appreciation for His time, our appreciation for the ongoing relationship, our appreciation for the mission, and our appreciation for our ability to take steps, three steps away, but then three steps forward, to be able to actually live that life that enhances the relationship. And with this, we've now concluded the fundamental ideas of our Shmona Esrei. We don't just walk in and say, give me stuff, goodbye. We walk in and we praise Hashem, we remind ourselves who we're speaking to. And then we ask Him, we tie our petition, we tie the things that we need to His essence as if to say, we can't live without You. And then in the last section, or tonight's topic, we actually prove we don't want to live without You. We want to continue to live with You. We're going to take these requests, we're going to take these values, we're going to bring them into our lives and live by them in a way that shows we want the steps to continue. This is a Jewish goodbye. Jewish goodbye means we don't just walk out. Jewish goodbye means that we think about all the ways in which we can continue the relationship going even after our tefillah has ended. Shvi zocha to have continued focus as we leave Hashem from the base medrash, from the shul, but continue to take Him with us throughout our work days, throughout our family days, and think about all the ways in which we could continue to strive for having a closer relationship with Him, and hopefully He should send us back soon, the base of Migdash, and Harav Yamin.